5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Alpha Male Alex.
Welcome to season 4 of the 5 minutes English show.
今天在我们的微信公众号里回复4038就可以看到我们今天的文稿了。
Whoa, Alex. Whoa, I'm looking at your suit. You're dressed to kill for tonight, aren't you?
Oh, of course. I'm going to kill someone like Jerry.
Excuse me, you're too much of a bitch to kill anyone, alright? So, when I say someone is dressed to kill, it basically means that if people's appearance could kill, then you would be a weapon of mass destruction because you look really, really good. Yes, that's right.
就是我太帅了。
Yes, that's right.
我不穿更帅。
Yes, that's right. You're going to kill off all the ladies when they see that you're gay and you have a boyfriend. And they're going to be like, oh no.
Go away.
Yep, that's right. So yeah, someone who is dressed to kill...is wearing very smart, fancy, or stylish clothes because they want to attract attention or to leave an impression on other people.
Dressed to kill, 就是他不是说穿衣服去杀人，对吧？他是穿得非常的耀眼，引人注目，或者就是会给人留下非常非常深刻的印象。
Yes.
你像 Jerry 刚才说的就是 you dress very smart. Smart 就是非常的精神。
Yes.
Fancy 就是你穿得非常非常的炫目。
Yes.
对吧
And stylish.
And stylish clothes. 就是非常非常有个性。这些都会让人产生非常非常深刻的印象。而且就是你男生这么穿你就会吸引到这种女生。
Yes.
女生这么穿。
Yes.
男生都会支小帐篷对吧
Yes.
So, where are you going tonight, Jerry?
Nowhere. Nowhere. I'm staying at home. Staying at home and being a hobo.
That's your lie. Jerry, 我今天晚上就是要有一个这不叫招待会，这叫宴会。他妈招待会是什么？你知道吗？招待会就是这种政府部门搞的一个这种。
哦、
好，我今天晚上就要参加一个宴会。
You're telling me you're trying to cut the dash in the reception at the reception, I should say. It must be a very important reception then.
你就说我就从 reception 开始杀了是吧
？Okay. Yes.
Cut the dash 是什么东西啊 ？Cut the dash.
You know what a dash is?
Dash, 我知道 Dash 好像是一个斜杠
Yeah
啊不对 Dash是中横线是吧
Yeah, it's like the one in the middle、yeah.
So
Dash also is a movement You know, to go somewhere quickly
啊冲冲冲冲冲冲冲这种
Yeah Dash for the train Or to dash to work Because you're running late、
啊、就是赶这个火车或者赶这个 bus 然后你要迟到了这种冲过去跑过去的这种
Yeah, so it's kind of like aSprint, but I guess it's a bit different.
What's the difference between dash and sprint?
So sprint is like, you know, when you're racing someone. Sprinting, 100 meter sprint. I guess you can say 100 meter dash as well, but I think more correct is 100 meter sprint. And dash is just like you're running for your life at top speed. You know, if you're late for work or something. Yeah.
那个 sprint 更像是短跑的这种冲刺。
Yes.That's right.
就是一定要有这种速度或者是有这种竞争的感觉而 dash 就是你要赶过去做什么事就像你说的 for your life
Yes, that's right
对吧、
Yes, basically Or you can run for your life、Running for your life is more common Nobody says dashing for your life Like that's a bit weird
还有、如果你太急的时候就是 you'll dash for something 有人会跟你说就 don't rush
Yes, that's right, don't rush
就别太赶了慢点来吧，小伙子。
Okay, yeah, all right.
心急吃不了热豆腐的。
Okay,
就是 don't rush.
All right. So let's just talk about the dash as in the dash in cutting the dash.
The dash cutting the dash. Mm-hmm.
So if someone is dashing, they're going really fast, right? So if you cut the dash, it means you're interrupting their action. So that means you would be getting their attention, you know, catching their attention.
就像举个例子就是一个小孩跑得很快、我要去做一个什么事情了打球啊然后你在旁边默默地伸出了你的一只脚
Okay, okay, yeah.
有点这种意思
yeah, okay,
对吧
yeah, kind of like that.
但他的目的不是说把他 掰,、yes. 掰一脚，而是为了、吸引他的注意力，不要不是让他就是一直就往前冲、
yes.
你要把他的注意力拉过来，就 cut the dash 对吧。
Yes, that's right. It can only be used to refer to the clothes that you wear, so your clothing. So someone is dressed in such a way where they cut the dash、
嗯、
of everyone else. Yeah.
嗯，我懂了。
So actually, cut the dash and、
嗯、
dress to kill is very similar. Except dress to kill is, you know, an、
嗯、
action, and cut the dash is
more like the sequence.
Yes, that's right. Yes,
dress to kill 就是一个动作，就是说你在穿这件衣服的时候，你就是为了去 dress to kill. 而 cut the dash 是最后一个结果。
Yeah,
就是你把大家的注意力吸引过来。
That's right. Yeah.
对吧、嗯、
Yeah.
它其实是一个一系列的动作
Yeah. Yeah.
对吧不同的 step.
So Alex cut the dash in his new suit and Alex、
嗯、
dressed to kill with his new suit. So yeah. They both mean the same thing.、
嗯、哦你看介词用的也不一样你看 dressed to kill with my new suit. 用的是 with. 而 dash,Cut the dash in my new suit.
Yeah, but in the end, I guess it's, you know, it still means very similar things. Like the outcome is you look really、
mm-hmm.
good and, you know, you draw others、
mm-hmm.
attention to you,、other people's attention to、
mm-hmm.
you. And yeah.
反正就是 cut the dash 也好，这个 dress to kill 也好，它就是说你穿的非常非常时髦，或者非常非常的 smart, 非常，反正就是你穿的非常非常好看。
Yeah, that's right.
就是去吸引人的。就是去砸场子的
Well, not 砸场子 maybe, I don't know
有一次这是真实的事儿。有一次我朋友结婚是个男生我的那个朋友是个男生他结婚我穿了一条红色的裤子
Oh really? Oh my god
然后最后拍集体照的时候别人都以为我是新郎
OK
好了那今天我们的节目就到这里了我们明天见
Alright, that's all we have today. And we'll see you guys next time. And remember, all the ladies will be trying to cut the dash at the reception.
And you can as well. 好，杰瑞，那昨天我们问的小问题是什么来着？
So yesterday we asked, let me see, what did we ask? Oh,
when a couple, they are making love.
Yeah, so when the couple were making、mm. love and the woman was like, please say dirty things、mm. to me. And what did the man、mm. say?
这男的到底会说什么 dirty words?
What did he say?
我猜一下啊。我知道的 dirty words 就是、
yep.
fuck you, 对吧? I'm fucking you, 对吧? 可以这么说。
Okay.
Screw you, I'm screw you.
Okay.
I'm screwing you. Bitch, please.
Okay.
算吧,不算。
Okay.
Get away.
Okay.
Go away, bitch.
Okay.
还有什么?没啦。
Alright.
我知道的脏话就那么多，都是你教的。
That's actually not true, but okay.
So what did the husband say?
He said, bathroom, kitchen, living room, toilet.
这他妈算 dirty words?、啊、
yeah, they're all dirty.
Why?
Because it's dirty.
Because bathroom is dirty.
Yeah, kitchen is dirty.
The
living
the
room
kitchen
is dirty.
这种做到一半会软的好吗
That's the whole point.
好了，那今天我们的小问题是什么
？Can you help me with my science assignment？
你看 pick up line 一下，你看 pick up line 大多数是一个问题，然后自己回答，自问自答。我能不能帮助你完成你的就是科学方面的作业，对吧？你是要做实验吗
？Yes, but you need to know the next part, otherwise it's not funny.
我不知道，要不明天讲。
So.A guy was trying to pick up a girl, and he said, "Can you help me with my science assignment?" What does he say after that?
好吧，想知道答案，不要忘了听明天我们的每日五分钟英语。
All right, that's all we have today.
That's all we had today.
And we'll see you guys.
See you guys
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. 如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们点赞以资鼓励。欢迎大家能够转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。如果大家对我们的节目有什么意见或者建议，或者是想找我们聊聊的话，可以加我们的微信公众号。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索"每日五分钟英语"，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。